Today we are looking at how exactly are you serving as a music minister? How exactly are you serving as a music minister? There are unlimited blessings in serving God. However, many do not get blessed because of an attitude problem. There are unlimited blessings in serving God. However, many people do not get blessed because of an attitude problem. It could be complaining, procrastination, making excuses, lack of faith. And all these things hinder the blessings of God from being made manifest in our lives as we serve. In order for you as a believer and a music servant to access these unlimited blessings, you need to serve God with a kind of attitude. God requires you to serve Him with a certain kind of attitude for you to be able to access the unlimited blessings, and we are going to look at a few of them. When serving God, you need to serve God willingly. Serve God willingly. Don't let someone force you to serve the Lord. You need to serve God willingly. If you are serving God and you are being forced to serve Him, you will not do it from your heart. It will be like being enslaved. We have been freed by God to serve Him willingly. And so you need to serve God willingly. Exodus 25 verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel that they may bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. So God requires that we serve Him willingly and not forced. Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, you need to serve God joyfully. And I'll add that, not mournfully or with a sad face. You need to serve God joyfully. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. God requires that we come before Him joyfully. Whatever we are doing, no matter the situation that we are in, He requires that we serve Him joyfully. And when we serve Him joyfully, that is when His presence surrounds us. Amen. So we need to serve God joyfully. Also, we need to serve God wholeheartedly. Luke 10, 27. And He answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. So we need to serve God wholeheartedly. This is Jesus speaking in Luke 10, 27, that we should serve the Lord with all our hearts, all our souls, our strength, our minds. Not serving God with your mind and leaving your heart out. Not serving God with your strength, leaving your heart out. No. God requires you to serve Him wholeheartedly with your whole being. That is why His word says that we should offer our bodies as living sacrifices, offering every part of yourself to God in service. Amen.
Amen.
When serving God too, you need to serve Him consistently. Not serving God today and tomorrow looking elsewhere. That service is not pleasing unto God. Luke 4 verse 8 says, and He answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength. Amen. And
Amen.
So you need to serve God consistently. Serve God consistently. Not serving God today, serving mammon tomorrow, serving yourself on another day. Serve Him consistently. Whether you are feeling fine or not feeling fine, you need to serve God. You don't have to make excuses. You need to serve God consistently. Also, when serving God, serve God persistently. Persistently. Matthew 25 verse 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. This chapter of the Bible is talking about the wise and the foolish virgins. And the wise virgins took oil with them, extra oil. And so you need to serve God persistently. Serve God persistently. Amen.
Amen.
When serving God, also you need to serve God boldly. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen.
Amen.
We need to serve God boldly. Sometimes in serving God, in being in our place of service, sometimes we are crippled with fear, anxiety of all sorts. But the Lord is telling us that we should be strong and be of good courage because he is with us. And we need to keep this in mind every time we are serving God, that whatever we are doing that he has asked us to do in our music ministry, he is with us, and so we do not have to be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to stay away from these things when we are serving God. We need to stay away from grumbling, complaining, backbiting, inconsistencies, dragging of your feet, mockery, murmuring, lack of faith, fearfulness, and carelessness. I'll admonish you to go to the Glow Music Ministry website and find the podcast on Avoid Wrong Words. Find the podcast on Avoid Wrong Words, and you'll learn about complaining, backbiting, scorn, and many other wrong words, and how to correct that attitude, and it will make your service better. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to pray. Take a moment to think through how you have served God, if it is right or not. Take a moment and look at your life, how you serve God. If you have served him in ways that do not please him, right now ask him for forgiveness and ask him for the grace. Where you have failed, the Lord, give me grace. If the spirit of fear is blocking you, say, Lord, make me bold. If you lack faith, you pray the Lord, increase my faith. If you are always complaining and murmuring, you pray asking the Lord that he fills your heart with joy and makes you look at him and not the issues that surround where you are serving. Sometimes in our place of service, we have issues with the people that we are serving with. But we do not have to look at that. We need to look at the one that has called us to serve. And we'll be able to serve him wholeheartedly. And so pray, asking the Lord to give you the grace. Give me the grace, Lord Jesus, to be able to serve you wholeheartedly, serve you consistently, serve you in boldness, serve you persistently. Father, give me the grace to be able to serve you with the right attitude, without murmuring or complaining, without doing the wrong things and saying the wrong things. Lord, give me the grace in the name of Jesus.
Grace to serve you right.
Help me, Lord Jesus, to serve you right. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
As we go into worship, I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to him in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm grateful for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to you in the mighty name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We are grateful
for the opportunity, Lord,
for the opportunity to come before your presence and sing songs of worship unto you. We put ourselves aside and we say your name alone will be glorified and exalted in our worship this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, as we go into worship, you want to say, forgive me, Lord, of any known or unknown sins. Please cleanse me with the blood of Jesus Christ, even as I have come before you, Lord. Father, forgive me.
Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, I stand before you perfect. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Also, you want to say, I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now. I release them from my heart in the name of Jesus. Forgive anyone who has offended you right now. Release them from your heart this moment. Holding them in your heart is only going to cause you pain. Holding on to offense is only going to block the unlimited blessings that God has for you. He has a plan to prosper you. He has a plan for you to fulfill destiny here on earth. And holding anyone in your heart is going to stop you from doing that. So release them from your heart right now. Father, we pray for grace to release anyone we have kept in our hearts who has offended us, be it our family member, our friends, our colleagues at work, our department mates in church and in the choir. We pray that we release everyone that has offended us right now, and we are not going to let them stop us from worshiping you this evening. In the name of Jesus. Finally, say, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship.
As I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship.
As I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
You are very mad, yeah. Service too. Let's make this commitment to be children of God, not by title, but indeed in act. In our cottage, let's be children of God. In our workplaces, let's be children of God. Let's live it. Let's talk it. Let's preach it. Let's do it. Let's be everything that it is to be. Somebody worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, somebody. His name is Jesus. Worship the Lord, somebody. Rada Bafandalia Bayandi. Amen and Emosha Balianda Dadaba. Irapalia Mashagadadaba. Going forward, Lord, we're going to serve you with our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our strength, and our resources. We won't withhold anything from you anymore because you didn't withhold your son from us. And you've not withheld anything from us. Areme tele ya meshatai. Rada mayanda la manda na daba. Mekaya bayanda na nabo shatai. Mekayanda la masha bada na bayandi. Iribidi di bayanda la mosha bada na ba. Mekaya na na masha dalia bayanda na na bayandi. Nabo.
To Jesus.
My body and my soul.
Oh yes, with all my
give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. It is yours anyway. I give myself away. So you can use me. Here I am. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, give to you. My finances, I give to you. Hey, Ragdaba, my time, I give it to you. Whenever you call, I'm going to respond. I'm going to respond.
Could we do but to give ourselves to you?